I don't know if, praise God. I don't know if we can quickly go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 8. And then we are going to be reading just verse 16 to 18. Luke chapter 8, if IT can quickly help us with that scripture. Luke chapter 8, from verse 16 to 18. Hallelujah. Okay. The scripture says, no man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Verse 18, the last. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever had, to him shall be given, and whosoever had not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Praise God. Praise Master Jesus. Child of God, I want you to quickly consider this scripture, that we have embarked on empowerment program. Is a light. The empowerment program is a light. It's a candle that we are lightening. That at the end of this fasting, at the end of this program, your life will have taken a new shape. You will have changed from whom you used to be to become a new man in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. At the end of this fasting, something great must have happened in your life, that in years to come, in many years to come, you will always point at it and say, it is because I went to the mountain. The mountain here now is not talking about going to one Orioke in one bush or the other, no. We are talking about the mountain of fasting and prayer that we have embarked on. Praise God. And then for 30 days, maybe it will have remained just 10 days. Then we will have met up with the days Moses spent on the mountain. And the Bible told us by the time Moses was coming down from his own mountain, the children of Israel were no longer able to look at his face. Why? Because the glory of God has enveloped him. Child of God, listen. 30 days can also be equal to 40 days. By the time you are coming down from this mountain that you have climbed, from 2nd of January till now, you have been on a mountain. Child of God, I want you to know, by the time you are coming down, your face will have been glistening. The glory of God will have been all over you. Men who knew you before will no longer know you. Things that used to be very difficult for you before now will have become very easy. And then, in years to come, you can always refer back to it and say, because I climbed the mountain in the year 2025. That is when so and so miracles begin to happen in my life. And I tell you, by the grace of God, such will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud enough. I say, such will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. But that scripture said again, no man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it. Praise God. The mountain you have climbed, the fasting you have embarked on, is to empower your spiritual life, is to ignite a fire. Maybe the fire has not been burning. Maybe the fire has been burning, but it has been very dim, like the one that was burning in the days of Eli. Praise God. The Bible says, while Eli was asleep, the light in the altar began to grow very dim. Eli was no longer seeing. Unknown to the high priest that God has packed him by the side. Child of God, listen. The mountain you have climbed through this fasting, I want to let you know, make sure Make sure by the time you are coming down from this mountain, let there be evidence in your life. Make sure there will be an evidence in your life. Because it will be an error that 30 days journey, 30 days fasting, 13 days eating the body of Jesus Christ, 13 days drinking the blood of Jesus Christ, 30 days fasting, 30 days praying, 30 days seeking God in one word or the other. And at the end of the day, the same problem you passed through last year, you will also come back this year and continue that way. Such will not be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. But the scripture says, no man lighted a candle. Many ministers of God have spoken here. And so there's nothing I'm saying here this evening that is new. But I just want you to know this. Praise God. The words of the ministers of God that have spoken from these pulpits is a light they have ignited in our hearts. It's a light they have ignited in our spiritual being. By now, maybe some of us have been struggling in prayers. Maybe some of us have been struggling in one spiritual activities or the other. But I want you to know, just like as my own testimony too, sometimes I wake up at the middle of the night to pray, and then I cannot just fathom what to pray about. I want to pray for this, and then I'm not seeing the courage to pray for that. I want to pray for that. I'm not seeing the courage to pray for that. And at the end of the day, sometimes I will end up studying my scripture at the middle of the night. Sometimes I will end up singing some few worship that I could be able to sing, and then I will go back to sleep. But now, since we started this program, I want you to know it has been prayer all through. I was thinking you would put your hands together for me now. Praise God. May such be your own testimony in the name of Jesus. Child of God, the scripture says, no man lighted a candle and put it under a bushel. Child of God, listen to this. The empowerment program that we are going through is to empower us to do something that would achieve a better result even in the year 2025. Thank God the program is coming at the beginning of the year. We are preparing the ground for the year. So many things is going to happen this year. So many blessings is going to fall this year. So many deaths is going to be recorded this year. So many accidents is going to be recorded this year. Men who were serving God before, maybe in one denomination or the other, they will see reasons, maybe as a result of hardship, maybe as a result of difficulty, maybe as a result of one thing or the other. Many of them will backslide this year as a result of what they're going through. But I want to let you know, the reason why God is igniting our lights through this fasting and program is for we to affect our generation positively this year. Praise God. It is that we may affect our generation positively this year. Child of God, listen. If there's a time that we need to preach the gospel, it is now. If there's a time that we need to win souls, it is now. If it is a time, if there will be ever be a time to pray for the sick, to go to hospitals, private hospitals, general hospitals, pray for the sick. Pray. A lot of people are going through things. Maybe it could be your prayer. Maybe it could be your prayer that will save such life. Child of God, I want you to know, the time to exercise the gifts, the time to exercise what you have received through this empowerment, it is now. And it is going to happen this year in the name of Jesus. I say it is going to happen this year in the name of Jesus. But the scripture went further to say, he said, no man, when he had lighted a candle, put it under a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick. Praise God. No man, when he had lighted a candle, after you have lighted a candle, you take the candle you have light. Now, the light is now burning. You now hide it. Then what is the essence of lighting the candle in the first place? Child of God, listen to this. We are going through empowerment program. The empowerment program we are going through now is not that at the end of these 30 days, we will now relax. It's not at the end of these 30 days, We now go back to whom we used to be. Maybe now, some of us, we have been living one bad life or the other. We have been exhibiting one bad character or the other. And for these 30 days, we have been very holy, very pious. Praise God. When somebody touch you, you say, don't touch me. I am on fasting. When somebody tried to discuss anything with you, you say, no, I don't want to be part of such a discussion. You know this is our consecration period. Praise God. But hear this. The problem is not just now. The problem is, what are you going to do with the empowerment after today? After the 30 days, what are you going to do with it? What fruit is the empowerment going to yield in your life? What fruit is it going to yield for the church? What fruit is it going to yield for the family? What fruit is it going to yield for your business? What fruit is it going to yield for your job? What fruit is it going to yield in your community? Praise God. Child of God, no man, it will be an error that for the 30 days, we have spent 20 days already, and then we still have some 10 days going. But I want to let you know, it will be a great error. It will be a great mistake that you have starved yourself for these 30 days, that you have fasted for these 30 days, and at the end of the day, you still go back to your vomit. You still go back to whom you used to be. May such not be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I say such will not be your testimony in the name of Jesus. He said that they which enter, he said, but he set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the lights. Praise God. What lights will men see after these 30 days? What light will men see in our lives? What light will men see in our character? What light will men see in our service to God? What light will men see in our community, in our compound where we live? Child of God, what light will men see? Praise God. Everybody, anywhere you go now, everybody is a Christian. It is either, in fact, in Nigeria, it is either you are a Christian or you are a Muslim. Praise God. It is either you are a Christian or you are a Muslim. So, Christianity has become a title. Praise God. I don't know if in the American embassy, I don't know whether that form that I used to fill, I don't know whether they used to put idol worshiper there. I think what I used to see is Christianity or Islam. Praise God. So, many people, just like majority of us from the southeastern part of Nigeria, majority of us are answering Christians. Praise God. Even the man who is carrying shrine in his village, if he wants to go to American embassy and they ask him, are you a Christian or a Muslim? What will he feel there? He will say, I am a Christian. So Christianity has become a form of title. Praise God. But the Bible says the foundation of God stand there sure. Heaven knows those that belongs to God. It is not by you saying with your mouth that you're a Christian. Child of God, there are so many people in Bread Assembly Church that are part of this fasting, that are part of this consecration period. But I want to let you know, it is not everybody that this fasting will affect their character. So many after this fasting will still go back to who they used to be. May such not be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I say, may such not be your testimony in the name of Jesus. He said, that man that has lighted a candle, the thing that is expected of that man is to take that same candle that he have lighted and put it on a candlestick, so that whosoever enter that house, whosoever come around you, whosoever come to your shop, whosoever come to your business area, whosoever met you in your compound, whosoever had a handshake with you in Bread Assembly Church, will know, yes, there's a light burning in the life of this brother. There's a light burning in the life of this sister. Brother, I pray for you, after this fasting, men will begin to see your light in the name of Jesus. I say, men will see your light in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. I think the problem I used to have is that sometimes when I am told to speak, I will go and prepare big message with so many quotations. And then when you are looking at the time, you have not even done the introduction and the time has... Praise God. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I don't know if I take and quickly help me with Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Hallelujah. He said, let your light so shine before men. Praise God. Before who? Before men. He didn't say, let your light so shine before God. Because we have not seen God with our physical eyes. Have you seen God? Praise God. From the day of John the Baptist, the Bible says the kingdom of God is being preached. And men are pressing into it. Praise God. Let your light so shine before men. Child of God, if men cannot testify of who you are, how then do you want to convince me that you are a Christian indeed? Praise God. I want you to know, forget about this, some of the language we usually use. We say, I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what men say about me. The truth of the matter is that if you are a true child of God, men must bear witness of your Christianity. In one way or the other, people must look at your life and say, there's something different about this man. There's something different about this woman. Anytime you are living a life, anytime you are in a compound, anytime you are in your business area, wherever you go, either in your church or in your meetings, and people cannot testify that you're a Christian, don't say, I don't care what people... If people are not testifying that the fact that you're a Christian, it means something is wrong with your character. Yes, you may be going to church. Yes, you may be carrying Bible. Yes, you may be attending all the Sunday schools and all the church activities. But people don't judge you based on the clothes you wear to church. People don't judge you based on the size of the Bible you are going to church every day. People judge you based on the character you display in relationship with them. So when you say, I don't care what people think about me or what people say about me. No, what people say about you also matters. Of course, we know that everybody cannot say good about you. And then I will agree with that. Praise God. So that scripture says, let your light so shine before men. Child of God, at the end of this fasting, people should testify. People should see the grace of God manifesting in your life. The other day, our daddy was talking to us here. He was talking about the gift. He was talking about the gift of the word of knowledge. He was talking about the gift of miracles, the gift of healing. And then I have discovered that in the Christianity of today, that the gift of healing is one of the gifts that God has made available now. Praise God. So many of us have that healing gift, but we are not making use of it. Why? Because we have the gift, but we don't even know that we have it. Praise God. This empowerment will bring out the stuff that is you are made up of in the name of Jesus. I say this empowerment will bring the best out of you in the name of Jesus. We are still reading that scripture. Praise God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That men, the day there is talking about that men will see your good works. And Jesus gave us a very vivid example of this scripture. When Jesus was telling the people, I was sick, you did not visit me. I was hungry, you did not feed me. I was poor, you did not make me rich. I was this. And the men were looking at him. They say, Master, you of all people, if we had seen you while you were sick, Master, we will have been sleeping in that same hospital bed until you will be discharged. Praise God. He said, Master, such a thing has never come to our knowledge that you were once sick. Jesus said to them, because you did not do it to this man, because this man did not see the light in your life, you did not do it unto me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise Master Jesus. That same scripture again. If the IT can just leave that scripture for me on the screen, I will feel better. Praise God. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, the best way men can quickly understand that your light is shining, that they can attest to the fact that you are a believer, that you are a Christian indeed, is by your good works, your relationship, how you relate with people. Praise God. If, for instance, now your neighbor is sick, and then everybody's coming and saying, sorry, sorry, sorry. In the morning you come, you say sorry. The same sorry you are coming to say is the same sorry that the other unbelievers were also coming to do what? To say. So there's nothing that has differentiated you from the other people that were coming to say sorry. But if you step into that room where that man or that woman is lying down, and then you lay hand on him or you lay hand on her, and you say, God, this sickness that my neighbor has been passing through, this sickness that my sister or this my brother has been passing through, oh Lord, I beseech you, in the name of Jesus, let him receive his healing now, in the name of Jesus. That is all you needed to do. And then after that, that man will begin to say, this brother is a Christian, this sister is a Christian. It is not in your power to know or to feel or to watch whether that man will be healed or that woman will be healed. Your part is to do what? Speak the word. Leave the rest for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Child of God, I just want to encourage you this evening. We have been on this program and so many word has come forth. So many preaching has come forth from this altar. But the question is, what will be the evidence that you have gone through this 30 days program? Will this program, at the end of this program, you remain who you used to be? The same gossip, the same lie, the same cheating, the same fornication, the same adultery that you used to go through. They say, body no be wood. Sometimes I used to have feelings. Praise God. The reason why you are having those feelings is because the Holy Ghost have not actually entered and take over you. And the reason why we are embarking on this program is that the flesh may go down so that our spirit will be what? Will be alive. Praise God. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know this is a very great opportunity we have. And if you are here, you have not been part of the fasting, may the Lord help you to join us from this day in the name of Jesus. I want to quickly show us some of the reasons why the empowerment is important, or some of the things that the empowerment is supposed to do in our life, so that when you have noted this, when you understand this, the remaining 10 days of this fasting, you can be watching your program, you can be watching your fasting, you can be watching your prayer life, you can be directing your prayer points aright. Praise God. One of them is this. I say this empowerment is God's own. It's God's own standard. God's own standard of raising men from the standard of men to the standard of God. Then you ask yourself, have I come to the standard of God? If while you are living in the standard of men, you will remain where you are. If you continue to live as a man in that same standard where you have been many years, that same standard, the same way of doing business, the same way of attending to your customers, the same way of relating with your brothers in the church, you discover that this program will come and go, you will still remain like that. But the essence of this fasting, the essence of this program, is that God will take me from point A to point B, that I will move from the standard of man and come to standard of God, where I can speak God with my mouth, where I can speak healing with my mouth, where I can declare things and things will begin to happen in my life, where I can say, oh God, this year I will not beg to pay my house rent this year. Oh God, this year I will not beg to pay my shop rent this year. Oh God, I will not beg to do this or to do that this year. When you have come to that state, it means that God, through this program, has moved you from where you used to be to a new standard. Praise God. May God bring you up to a new standard in the name of Jesus. I say, may the Lord bring us up to a new standard in the name of Jesus. Child of God, listen to this. Empowerment is depending on God's own ability and not on our own ability. Praise God. The essence of this empowerment, we know we are weak. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. Without him, we go nowhere. Without him, you will labor and labor and labor. It will be in vain that you wake up 6 a.m. and then you come back 10 p.m. in the night. Except the hand of God is there, brother, you will remain where you are. But if the hand of God comes upon it, If the hand of God comes upon you are going out, it may just be 2 hours you will hustle in that market. It may just be 2 hours. It may just be 2 minutes phone calls. Just 2 minutes phone calls. And something will begin to happen in your account. And something will begin to happen in your business. That 3 months into this year, you can look back and say, the Lord has been faithful to me. Praise God. It means that this program, this fasting and prayer, God should bring me to ability where I can declare things and it begins to happen. It is no longer my ability now. Because with your own strength, you have been fighting all these years. What have you achieved? With your own strength, you have been fighting. You have been doing this. You have been hustling from one place to another. From one place to another. And at the end of the day, you have nothing to show for it. But God wants to use this program. God wants to use it within these 30 days. God wants to use it to reshape somebody's business. God wants to use it to reshape somebody's life. God wants to use this program to make sure that the 11 remaining months of the year will be a blessing and testimony in your life in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Empowerment is to have authority to take control over territories. Praise God. Point number 3, empowerment is what? The ability to take control, to have authority. That authority is to take control of territories. Let me tell you, after this program, God will empower you to take territories this year. Your amen is not confirming it. I said the ability, the authority you needed to take territories this year. Let me tell you, it will be an error after this empowerment program. And then they will say the landlord has increased your rent and you can no longer pay. The next thing is for you to move out of the shop or move out of the house. For somebody who didn't know God, or somebody who probably did not go through any empowerment program for the year, to come and take over, and then you move, maybe you have been living in 2 rooms, then you will be forced to move from 2 rooms to 1 room. It will not be your testimony in the name of Jesus. This year, the essence of this program is for God to empower you, to uphold your hands, that you will have power. You will have authority. This year, God will empower you. You will take over territories this year. I say you will take over territories this year. In the name of Jesus. This year, something new must happen in your life that you will continue to testify of. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. I don't know if I think can quickly help us with Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19. I have so many scriptures, but I just have to quickly rush. Praise God. He said, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. You can see now, between plenty of bread and enough poverty. Praise God. Between plenty of bread, you that tilleth your ground, child of God, you know, this empowerment you are going through is also part of the land you are tilling for yourself. Praise God. This empowerment you are going through now, you are busy tilling the land. Somebody met me in the market and he told me, say, Brother Namdi, your stature have changed. Dude. What is happening? Are you? I laugh. I say, brother, you will not understand. He said, so while we are talking, I said, okay. And I said, okay, that he saw one of our members somewhere. He said, we are going through fasting and prayer. So I say, okay, thank God, you know. He said, okay. He said, but the brother told me that the fasting and prayer is 6 to 6 for 30 days. I said, yes. He said, and we are doing it. I said, yes. He said, no, me too, I'm a Christian, but I can't take such a risk. How can I not be eating for 30 days, 6 to 6? He said, the man, because he's already an elderly man anyway. The man called me. He said, Namdi, come. This Christianity, don't carry it for head too much. He said, don't carry it for head too much. He said, sometimes you need to apply wisdom. You need to apply wisdom, oh. He said, because those of us, when we were young, we used to do the way we are doing now, oh. He said, but now, for me, I told the man, I said, what I am doing now, you will not understand. Praise God. Unknown to him, by the time, at the end of the discussion, by the time we went into business discussion, and then I begin to tell him one or two things I have been able to do this year. The man was telling me, because there's a shop I just got, and the shop is actually an expensive one. So when I was telling him that I just got this shop, oh, he was looking at me. He said, "Nam, you mean you were able to pay for that shop?" He said, "Please, I want to join that of an empowerment program." Praise God. Praise God. Please listen to this. There are things you are doing that ordinary people will not make meaning out of it. People who don't understand will think that you are wasting your time. Ordinarily, look at it. Why should you, every evening, from work or from your business, you find your way to Bread Assembly Church? Praise God. You find your way to your house fellowship centers. Why? Because you want to chop small bread when you get test. You want to drink small wine. They don't even give you enough to shack well. Naima, I can't explain transfer, the transfer. There are things you are doing, something that has to do with your spiritual life. Men will not understand it. And if you are not careful, if you continue to listen to the advice of men, men will discourage you. Unknown to you, they are pulling you out of your destiny. Unknown to you, they are pulling you out of God's plan program for your life. But so many of you that have been steadfast, I want you to know what you are doing with this fasting, what you are doing with this communion. Unknown to you, you are tilling your ground for the year 2025. You are busy tilling your ground for the year 2025. And by the time we are coming to the middle of the year, you can look back and say, glory to God. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Child of God, please till your ground this year. Don't look at what men will say. Don't look at women, what women will say. Don't look at what people think about you. Even if my wife looked at me yesterday, I think it was yesterday when I got home, he looked at me. He said, "Baby, My tummy don't flat. I don't get that flat tummy that I be praying." He said, "She's been praying for flat tummy." I said, "Yes, now Shebi, I told you to be part of the fasting, and you have been following it faithfully. Automatically, whatever you are believing God for, God." Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Empowerment is to make informed decisions that will progress your life this year. That is one of the reasons for this empowerment. See, child of God, listen. While this empowerment is going on, when you have slept, when you have eaten, when you are relaxed, it is also an opportunity for you to meditate. Praise God. It is also an opportunity for you to do what? Silently sit down and meditate. And in the course of that meditation, the Spirit of God will begin to give you ideas. The Spirit of God will begin to imply wisdom to you. That same place where you think that nothing will happen, it may be there that the Lord by himself will direct you to go. And that is where you will find favor. Praise God. Child of God, this year, use this empowerment program to make an informed decisions. Don't sit where you have been for years. Nothing is happening there and you continue. Why? Because you are waiting, just like the man that was crippled, that was beside the river, and Jesus met him. And Jesus was telling him, "What shall I do for you?" And the man began to complain, "I have no man to push me into the water." But the man, Jesus, is already there to push you into the water. You know, in fact, while Jesus was there, the man does not need water again. Does he need water? Does the man need angel? Does he need any of the apostles? He doesn't need it, because the healer himself is already with him. Praise God. Child of God, listen. Make an informed decision this January while this program is on. Take certain, there are some decisions you want to take. It will be very difficult. It will be like you are taking a very big risk. Praise God. Just like the shop I just got. When they give me the price, I carry my hand for it. And then I was trying to be very careful about it, because if the news goes out that place is vacant, There are men inside Mandela's that are ready to top 1 million or 2 million just to collect it. Praise God. So I was, when I got the information, both me and the person who gave me the information, we were working it secretly. But the price was high. I was wondering, how am I going to do it? But through this program, praise God. Praise God. I was thinking you will, except you are jealous of me, I was thinking you will clap for Jesus Christ very well now. Praise God. I think, can we quickly see Proverbs chapter 6 verse 10? Proverbs chapter 6 verse 10. Hallelujah. He said, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep, something will happen. Verse 11. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy wants as an armed man. Child of God, the empowerment is not after you have fasted, or while you are fasting, you are physically asleep. You are spiritually asleep. You are waiting that maybe something will just fall from heaven. Eh? You are waiting like some people who don't have vision. Praise God. Praise God. Some people are there doing nothing, but they will tell you, man, I go hit this morning, why I go hit, yeah? And they are doing nothing. No handwork, no business, no school, nothing. They are just there. But if you meet them, they will be the one to tell you how many billions they are expecting. And they will be telling you by the time I hit it. And sometimes when you are looking at it, what are the steps you are taking? What are you doing to improve your life? Is God going to give you something you will not be able to manage? Praise God. He said a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of an arm. Why this program is on? It is to empower you to take steps this year. Praise God. The empowerment is for you to take steps. Maybe you come to church, you don't even have transport to go home. And maybe that has been happening for the past 1 year or for the past 2 years. Now, the same grace that moved me, myself, from a beggar to become a giver, the same grace is available now. Why not ask God that same God should use this empowerment to move you from that area where you have been for years and move you to the next level of your life? Praise God. Praise God. See, when you are determined to take certain steps, God by himself will direct your path. When you are determined to take certain steps, God by himself will direct your path. And may the Lord direct your path in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say, may the Lord direct your path in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the Lord direct your path in the name of Jesus. Amen. Empowerment is to stand for the truth in the face of adversity. Praise God. In the face of adversity, this empowerment will empower you. There are scriptures I could have given you. The empowerment is for you to stand firm. Things are hard. Things are difficult. There are reasons why you should lie. There are reasons, you know, if you tell this truth, you are going to pay dearly for it. But the empowerment is for you to say, if I perish, I perish. I will stand for the truth. And of course, every man that has stood for the truth, in one way or the other, God has stood for them. May God stand for you this year in the name of Jesus. I say, may God stand for you this year in the name of Jesus. Can you be on your feet? Can you be on your feet? We are going to pray. I'm going to give you just one prayer point. And then if you pray it here, you can go back home and consider some of the points I have raised. And then you can continue praying it. We are going to tell God, Father, use this empowerment to give me ideas that will change my life for better this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer.
Please, we'll just be seated for a few minutes before, so that we can help some people. You know, Brother Anamdi shared two testimonies. The testimony of the big shop and then the testimony of the flats